It's 12 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Kayla Kreitzberg. It's a cool and cloudy 7 degrees outside our East York studios. In news today, wedding bells were in the air early this morning as Prince William wed Commoner Kate Middleton. Canada's wedding gift to the happy couple is a $50,000 donation to the Canadian Coast Guard Auxiliary. Prime Minister Stephen Harper says the selection of the cause is symbolic of Canada's affection for the royal couple. Canadians will welcome the newlyweds on their coming visit from June 30th to July 8th. Their stops include Alberta, the Northwest Territories, Prince Edward Island, Quebec, and the Ottawa region. With the federal election almost reaching an end, Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff says the new Democratic Party should be put under the microscope. Ignatieff believes the policies put forward by the new Democrats don't hold up to close examination. He says, put the microscope on the platform and it'll end up in raising taxes, and in his view, it's just a bad plan for the Canadian economy. A poll released Wednesday by Forum Research has the Liberals sitting at 22% of the votes. The New Democrats are sitting at 31%, with 3 points behind the Conservatives, who hold the lead. Canada will determine what party comes out on top on May 2nd. In local news, Don Valley West Liberal MP Rob Oliphant expressed concerns over Stephen Harper's spending priorities of an extra $50 billion when the country is already in major debt. He also believes that Harper is ignoring the important issues.
Not only do we have a $56 billion deficit, he's got $50 extra billion he wants. Ignores public pensions, ignores national daycare, ignores family care, and ignores post-secondary education.
High wind gust yesterday killed a Grisby man in his 70s. He was killed by a flying garage door which had been leaning up against a shed before the wind took hold of it. Environment Canada issued a wind warning just before 11 a.m. yesterday, with high winds hitting the Niagara region through Hamilton, Toronto, and the north shore of Lake Ontario into Prince Edward County. The violent winds continued into Quebec. According to CBC, at least a dozen reported hurt in Ontario and Quebec. The winds capsized boats and knocked out power to about 3,000 homes. The wind warning ended about 1 p.m. yesterday. Turning now to sports, the Vancouver Canucks beat the Nashville Predators 1-0 last night to kick off the second round of playoffs in the NHL. According to the Canadian press, the Canucks showed no signs of being tired after just one day of rest after defeating the Chicago Blackhawks in the opening round of the playoff push. Chris Higgins scored in the second period of play for the Canucks, and goaltender Roberto Luongo stopped 20 shots to receive a shutout. The Canucks will take on the Predators for Game 2 at the Rogers Arena in Vancouver tomorrow night. In baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays' Corey Patterson bunted home the tie-breaking run in the ninth inning to beat the Texas Rangers 5-2 yesterday afternoon in Arlington. Patterson's bunt gave the Blue Jays its first series win in 3 weeks. Be sure to catch the Jays tonight as they head to New York to take on the Yankees for a 3-day road trip. This June, Athens, Greece is hosting the Special Olympics created for athletes who have intellectual disabilities. Here in Toronto, a world-class Canadian sprinter is helping out by donating a series of training sessions for 4 lucky athletes. Toronto Observer's Marcia Gedzo has the details.
And there's the start, Allison Felix.
Akiki Akinremi has been ranked one of the world's top 20 sprinters. He has trained with some of the world's greatest coaches. Now, as a trainer himself, he's sharing his knowledge and skills with 4 Canadian athletes. He says he's a huge supporter of Special Olympics, founded in 1968 by Eunice Kennedy.
I think she did an amazing thing, and I think that her legacy will definitely carry on. As you can see, the Special Olympics is huge. So, yeah. So I'm happy to be part of it, and I'm definitely happy to be able to give back to the athletes any way I can.
The donation was made through Motion Ball, a Canadian organization which fundraises money for the Special Olympics. Co-founder Paul Etherington explains the importance of the issue.
And if you get a chance to meet these athletes and their families, they're so special, but they've been given this, you know, bum card, and they have this disability, and by sport we can enrich their lives and we can help them to become more active members of society.
Kathy Campbell, the mother of one of the athletes, says she's thankful for these organizations.
The instant assumption is what people with intellectual disability cannot do, whereas, you know, Special Olympics gives athletes an opportunity to demonstrate what they can do well.
Marcia Gazzo, Observer News, Toronto.
And in entertainment, Paul Walker and Vin Diesel team up once again for the fifth installment of the Fast and Furious series, Fast Five, which opens today in theaters. In this film, Walker breaks Diesel out of custody, but before they can leave, they must pull one last job in order to gain freedom. With a corrupt businessman and a federal agent played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson hot on the duo's trail, who knows what will happen? Be sure to catch all the action at your local theater tonight. And that's Observer Radio News. I'm Kayla Kreitzberg. Stay classy, Toronto.